ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So I'm going to read from the Radha Krishna Ganadasa Deepika of Rupa Goswami and gives us information about Radha Krishna and their associates and everything about them. I don't have any watch, so someone can tell me when it's 10 to 9, then I can stop. Thank you. Om Agyan Simiranda Sucharan Jalan Salakaya Takshuram Militan Kina Tasmai Sri Giruma Taptakam Sunagauram Iradhi Vrindavana Sare Vishapam Suti Devi Kanamami Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Karadhara Shinkashadi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tatra Sri Radha Apira Supruvam Srishtaha Radha Vrindavaneshwari Asha Shakyascha Lalita Vishakhadya su vrishvutaha. Translation. Among all the beautiful gopis, Srimati Radharani is the best. Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. She has many famous friends, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Srimati Radharani's rival is Chandravalli. Among Chandravali's friends are Padma, Shaiva, Shama, Bhadra, Vichitra, Gopali, Palika, Chandra Rasalika, Mangala, Imala, Leela, Taralakshi, Manorama, Kandarpa Manjari, Manju Bhashini, Kanjanekshana, Kumuda, Koyarabi, Sari, Saradakshi, Visharada, Shankari, Kumkum, Krishna, Sarangi, Indravali, Shiva, Taravali, Gunavati, Sumukhi, Kalimanjari, Haravali, Chakorakshi, Bharati, and Kamala. The beautiful gopis may be considered in hundreds of groups, each group containing hundreds of thousands of gopis. Among all these gopis, the most important are Srimati Radharani, Chandravali, Bhadra, Shama, and Palika. These gopis are full of all transcendental good qualities. Of each of these gopis, Srimati Radharani and Chandravali are the best. Each of them has millions of doe-eyed gopi followers. Because she possesses all the charm and sweetness, Srimati Radharani is the better of the two. She is supremely famous in the Shruti Shastra. She is known by the name of Gandharva Devi. Sri Krishna, the cowherd prince, whose charming sweetness has no equal or superior, is very dear to Srimati Radharani. She considers him millions and millions of times more dear than our own life's breath. Now the beauty of Srimati Radharani's transcendental form will be described. Srimati Radharani is expert in all the fine arts, and her transcendental form is like an ocean of nectar. Her splendidly bodily luster is like the yellow pigment gaurochan, molten gold, or stationary lightning. She wears wonderfully beautiful blue garments, and she is decorated with various pearls and flowers. She is very beautiful. She has long, nicely braided hair. She is decorated with a garland of flowers and a beautiful pearl necklace. Her splendid forehead is decorated with the red pigment sindoor and with beautiful locks of curling hair. Decorated with blue bangles, her arms have defeated Cupid's staff with their beauty. Decorated with black mascara and reaching back almost to her ears, Srimati Radharani's lotus eyes are the most beautiful in all the three planetary systems. Her nose is as beautiful as a sesame flower, and it is nicely decorated with a pearl. She is anointed with various perfumes. She is splendidly beautiful. Her ears are decorated with wonderful earrings, and her nectarian lips defeat the red lotus flowers. Her teeth are like rows of pearls. Deep navel. Srimati Radharani's beautiful waist enchants the three worlds. Her sloping hips lead to her charmingly beautiful slender waist, which is bound by a creeper of three beautiful folds of skin and decorated with a sash of tinkling bells. As beautiful as two exquisite plantain trees, her thighs enchant the mind of Cupid. Her beautiful knees are like two reservoirs filled with the nectar of various transcendental pastimes. Her beautiful lotus feet are decorated with jeweled ankle bells, and her toes with toe rings as beautiful as the treasure of Varuna. The auspicious markings on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet includes the signs of the conch shell, the moon, the elephant, barley corn, rod for controlling elephants, chariot, flag, small drum, swastika, and fish. Are you ready? Srimati Radharani's age is, she is 15 years old and full of the luster of youth. Other places it said her eternal age is 14 years, 2 months and 15 days. They all have eternal ages also. Here he's just given her. She's in her 15th year. Jasoda Devi, the queen of the cowherds, is more affectionate to Radharani than millions of mothers can be. Radharani's father is King Vrishabhanu, who is as splendid as the sun. Srimati Radharani's mother is Kirtita Devi, who is also known in this world as Ratna Garbha Devi. Radharani's paternal grandfather is Mahibhanu, and her maternal grandfather is Indu. Her maternal grandmother is Mukhara Devi, and her paternal grandmother is Shukhada Devi. Her father's brothers, her uncles, are Ratnabanu, Subanu, and Banu. Bhadrakirti, Mahakirti, and Kirti Chandra are Radharani's maternal uncles. Menaka Devi, Shashti Devi, Gauri Devi, Dhatri Devi, and Dataki Devi are Radharani's maternal aunts. Radharani's mother's sister is Kirti Mata Devi, whose husband is Kasha. Radharani's father's sister is Dhanumudra Devi, whose husband is Kusha. Radharani's elder brother is Sridham, and her younger sister is Ananga Manjari. Radharani's father-in-law is Brika Gopa, and her brother-in-law is Durumada. Jatila Devi is Radharani's mother-in-law, and Abhimanu is Radharani's so-called husband. Kutila Devi, who is always eager to find fault, is Radharani's sister-in-law. Lalita, Vishakha, Suchitra, Champaklata, Rangadevi, Sudevi, Tungavidya, and Indulekha are the eight dearest friends of Srimati Radharani. These gopis are considered the leaders of all the others. Kurangakshi, Mandali, Manikundala, Matali, Chandralalita, Madhavi, Madanalasa, Manjumedha, Shashikala, Sumadhya, Madurekshana, Kamala, Kamalatika, Gunachuda, Barangada, Maturi, Chandrika, Prema Manjari, Tanu Madhyama, Kandarpa Sundari, and Manju Keshi are among the millions of dear friends, the Priya Shakis of Srimati Radharani. Lashika, Kalikandali, Kadambari, Shashimukha, Chandra Rekha, Priyamada, Priyambada, Madonmana, Madhumati, Vashanti, Kalabashini, Ratnabali, Manimati, and Kapura Latika are among those friends for whom Srimati Radharani is as dear as life. They are called Jivita Shakhi. The Nitya Shakhis are Kasturi, Manogya, Mani Manjari, Shindura, Chandanabati, Komudi, and Madira. These are among Srimati Radharani's eternal friends. Srimati Radharani's Manjari friends are Ananga Manjari, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Labanga Manjari, Raga Manjari, Rasa Manjari, Vilasa Manjari, Prema Manjari, Mani Manjari, Suvana Manjari, Kama Manjari, Ratna Manjari, Kasturi Manjari, Ganda Manjari, Netra Manjari, Sri Padma Manjari, Leela Manjari, and Hema Manjari. They are among Srimati Radharani's Manjari friends. Prema Manjari and Rati Manjari are also known as, by the name of Dhanumati Devi. Srimati Radharani's worshipful deity is the sun god, who enlivens the lotus flowers and acts as one eye for the entire world. Krishna is the priest who teaches Radharani how to worship the sun. So as an excuse for worshipping the sun, but then she meets Krishna. Krishna acts as a priest in disguise. They have an association. Srimati Radharani's Maha Mantra is the name of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani's benefactor, who brings her all good fortune, is Bhagavati Purnamasi. Lalita Devi and the other eight principal gopis, and all the other gopis, and the Manjaris, have forms that are the most part like the transcendental form of Srimati Radharani, the Queen of Vrindavan. They all have a youthful form. Generally they're all golden coloured. Some are yellow gold, some are reddish gold, some are copper gold. But it's all different shades of golden. Vrinda Devi, Kundalata Devi and their followers assist the divine couple in their pastimes in the various forests of Vrindavan. Dhanishta Devi, Gunamala Devi and their followers remain in the home of Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd king, and assist the Lord's pastimes from there. And this is Krishna's. And he's something like that. Anyway, she goes from Nanda's house every day to bring Radharani to Jasoda's house for cooking for Krishna. So they serve in Krishna's house. Kamada Devi is the daughter of Srimati Radharani's nurse. Kamada is an especially close friend of Radharani. Raga Lekha Devi, Kalakeli Devi and Manjula Devi are some of Radharani's maid servants. Nandimukhi Devi and Bindumati Devi are the leaders of those gopis who arrange the rendezvous of Radha and Krishna. Shamala Devi and Mangala Devi are the leaders of these gopis who act as well-wishers, the well-wishers of Srimati Radharani. Chandravali Devi is the leader of those gopis who are Srimati Radharani's rivals. The talented musicians, Rasholasha Devi, Gunatunga Devi, Smarodhura Devi, Kalakanti Devi, and Sukanti Devi, and Pikanti Devi, delight the Lord Hari, by singing Vishakha's musical compositions. Lalita writes songs and they sing for Krishna. Manika Devi, Narmada Devi, Premavati Devi, and Kushum Apeshala Devi serve the divine couple by playing drums, cymbals, stringed instruments like the veena, and wind instruments like the flutes. If you play instruments for the Lord, you can have your gurus right here. Manika Devi, Narmada Devi, Premavati Devi, and Kushum Apeshala Devi. In this way we have described some of the Shakis, who are the Gopi friends, the Nitya Shakis, the eternal Gopi friends, the Prana Shakis, Gopi friends were as dear as life, Priya Shakis, dear Gopi friends, and Parama Prashta Shakis, the dearest Gopi friends. Rangaleki Devi and Kalakeli Devi and Burida Devi are the leaders of those gopis who are Srimati Radharani's maidservants. Among these maidservants are Suganda Devi and Nalini Devi, the two daughters of Divakriti Devi. And Manjista Devi and Rangaraga Devi, the two daughters of Nanda Maharaj's laundry washer. They wash Radharani's clothes. Palindri Devi serves Srimati Radharani by dressing and decorating her. Chitrini decorates Radharani with various cosmetics. Mantrika Devi and Tantrika Devi are astrologers who reveal the future to Srimati Radharani. Katyayani Devi is the leader of those gopi messengers who are older than Srimati Radharani. Bhagyabati Devi and Punya Punja Devi, the two daughters of Maharaj Nanda Sweepa, are also the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. Tunga Devi, Mali Devi, and Matali Devi are the leaders of those girls descended from the uncivilized mountain tribe known as the Pulindas. In Vrindavan, some of the Pulinda girls acted as the friends of Srimati Radharani and some are the friends of Sri Krishna. Also included among Srimati Radharani's servants are Garga Devi and other very respectable Brahmana girls. Ringarika Devi and other girls from the Chetty community, Vijay Devi, Rasala Devi, Payoda Devi, and other girls from the Bita community, as well as the boys Shubal, Ujwala, Gandhava, Madhu Mangala, and Raktaka from Brahman families. Tunga Devi, Pishangi Devi, and Kala Kandala Devi always remain near Srimati Radharani to serve her. Manjula Devi, Bindula Devi, and Sanda Devi, Mridula Devi, and others, although very young, still engage in Radharani's service. Sunanda, Jamuna, and Bahula are the most important of Srimati Radharani's pet Surabhi cows. Tungi is her pet chubby calf. Katkati is her old pet monkey. Rangini is her pet doe. And Charu Chandrika is her pet Chakuri bird. Tundikeri is the name of Radharani's pet swan, who is fond of swimming in Radhakunda. Madhuri is Radharani's pet elephant. And Sukshmadi and Shubha are her two pet parrots. These two parrots perfectly imitate Lalita Devi's playful jokes spoken to her master and mistress, Sri Radha and Krishna. By this wonderful repetition, the parrots astonish the gopis. Srimati Radharani's tilak marking is named Smarayantra. Her jeweled necklace is named Hari Mohana. Her jeweled earrings are named Rochan. And the pearl decorating her nose is named Prabhakari. Her locket, which contains a picture of Lord Krishna, is named Madana. Her Shamantaka jewel is also known as Shankachuda Ceremony. That was Shankachuda's crest jewel of Krishna got from the demon Shankachuda. The auspicious jewel she wears around her neck is called Pushpavan because it eclipses the simultaneous rising of the sun and the moon with its splendor. Her anklets are called Chatakarabha because their tinkling sounds resembles the warbling of the Chataka birds. Her bracelets are called Mani Kabura. Srimati Radharani's signet ring is named Vipap Shamadini. Her sash is named Kanchana Chitrangi. And her ankle bells, which stun Lord Krishna with their tinkling sounds, are named Ratna Gopura. Srimati Radharani's garments are named Meghambara. Her upper garment is red like a ruby, and it is the favorite of Lord Hari. Radharani's lower garment is the color of a blue cloud, and it is her own favorite because it reminds her of Krishna. Srimati Radharani's jeweled mirror is named Sudham Sudhar Panharana, which means that which removes the moon's pride. Her golden stick for applying mascara is named Narmada. Her jeweled comb is named Swastida. And her private flower garden is named Kandarpa Takuhali. In Radharani's garden is a vine of golden jasmine flowers that she has named Tadidvali, the vine of lightning. Her private lake bears her own name, Radhakundan. And on the shore of that lake is a Kadamba tree that is the site of very confidential talks between her and Lord Krishna. Her favorite ragas are Malara and Dhanashri. And her favorite dances are Chalikya and Rudra Balaki. Srimati Radharani's glorious birth occurred on the 8th day of the bright moon in the month of Bhadra. Although generally not full on that day, the moon appeared full to celebrate the Radharani's appearance in the world. In this way we have revealed a little about the countless associates of Sri Radha and Krishna, the two monarchs of Sri Vrindavan. Srimati Radharani ki. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions, or stories?
What's the difference between a Majari and a
Generally, the Manjari is a little bit younger. They're just coming into the age of puberty. So they kind of know what's going on, but they not fully really understand. But then, whereas the Gopis are more, they understand all the intricacies. So because they're still a little bit innocent, they know what's happening, but they kind of, they still have that innocence. Then they're allowed sometimes in, even in where the other Gopis can't go, where Radha and Krishna are, they can go in. Krishna has it unlimited varieties. In their pastimes, when they have pastimes in the Jamuna, Radha Kunda, there's descriptions there in Chaitanya-mṛta, they're splashing and they're fighting and things like that with these intimate girlfriends. There's a very strong conjugal mood there. But anyway, when they all come out, they all dress in white silks and things like that, which fits well. Then they come out and they, after having their pastimes, and they get clean cloth and they dress and things like that. Then all the assistants, all the manjaris, and they take their bath and they start splashing about. And it's that then Krishna he gets even more, he gets more happiness by seeing them than, you know, he's playing with his, you know, intimate girlfriends. Because they got that innocence with them. That youthful innocence, which Krishna enjoys with them, in seeing them like that. They're not quite sure, they're developing, but they're not quite really sure what's happening. So Krishna is tasting every aspect. All these millions of gopis there, from different ages and different characteristics. They're suiting every aspect of Krishna's design. Right. Has her own? Yeah. Well, in the past times, she appears. She appears in Gaur Leela also, isn't she? She comes as a. So even the competitors of Srimati Radharani, you would think that generally a woman doesn't want any competitors. She wants to be the only the center of all the attention. But then Chandravalli, she's the number one competitor. There are many, and it's like all the Lalita and Vishakha, their intimate friends, they also group leaders, they also had their own groups, and they would also be very, very strong competitors for Radharani, but they choose serve Radharani, even though they have their own groups, but they choose to just simply serve Radharani because they want to please Krishna, they want to get Krishna's attention, and they know the best way actually to get Krishna's attention is by serving Srimati Radharani. So then the other groups, they're on the opposite camp, and you would think that, you know, it couldn't go on in the spiritual world. How can there be opposite camps and things like that? But she's actually an expansion of Radharani. All her opponents are her own expansions. So this simply increases all the intricacies that go on in loving affairs. Well, then all the jealous anger can come up and things like that, which couldn't come up if she was just, you know, she's the only one and the most prominent. And when there's rivals, so there's always this competition going on, you know, they're making arrangements, all these messengers are flying around and different parties, there's spies all over the place, and if they find out where Krishna is supposed to meet Chandravalli, then they'll thwart, and sometimes the other party, they wait in late for Krishna, they know he's going to go this way, and then they, somehow or another, they entice him from going, and he's a sucker for beautiful girls, so he easily gets enticed. And then Radharani is waiting there, why Krishna didn't come, and then the time Krishna goes, and it's so late, and she gets angry with him. So it's increasing all these different tastes, which wouldn't be there, you know, if there was just one. Radharani was the only queen and everyone was... Then Krishna won't get all these tastes, but he tastes every aspect of different relationships by having all these, you know, competitors there. And this makes it all very tasty for Krishna. So you see these, he said the main gopis were Radharani, Chandravalli, Shaiva, Palika, and Sham. Most of these are Chandravalli's intimate friends. Actually, all of them. Okay. Sometimes Lalita's counted amongst monks, but she's from, but most of them are Chandravalya sites, so you can imagine how qualified they are. And there's more on the most intimate is said. These eight names, the most intimate. And they're the ones who are going to actually be the competition of Radharani. So she's quite a strong. She has to combat the eight principles. But when we say the Astashakti, they're not actually the main principle, they're not the principal gopis, but they're the most intimate friends of Radharani. Lalita and Vishakha. As Krishna expands himself through pastimes in Vrindavan also. The most famous one is the Rasleela. When Krishna expands himself into unlimited Krishnas to be with every gopi. Huh? Apart from Rasleela. Yeah, there are also different times. Also Julan Yatra. He expands himself, and there's so many Julans all over the place. That's why the Rasa Lila is considered the one of the greatest pastimes of Krishna, because he's such a merciful aspect of Krishna, because there's so many new people coming for the first time to Krishna Lila. And then when Krishna expands, everybody gets an opportunity to dance with Krishna personally. Or otherwise, it's not available. He's just more with his intimate and friends, and all the others are a bit. But this time, he expands himself. Everyone gets to dance with Krishna. So another time it happens is the Julan Yatra, and he sits with all the Julans. So these are considered extremely merciful aspects of Krishna. There are other descriptions also. He doesn't expand himself or everyone, but he can expand himself eight and go with Radharani's group, at Radharani's request. Or even the Shruti, the Vedas personified, they took, but the sages were Ramchandra, they also wanted to join Krishna in conjugal relationship, and they took their birth. And so that was the first time they were appearing with Krishna. So when the Rasa Lila comes, it's the first time they're appearing in Krishna's Lila. Before they were big sages, now they've got young gopi bodies. But in this Rasa Lila, then they get an opportunity to directly dance with him. This is also one of the reasons why, although it's the most merciful pastime of Krishna, but this is also why Radharani left. I mean, one of the reasons. Because she said there's all new gopis coming, and they won't be haven't come really intimate with Krishna's intimate circle. So Srimati Radharani left on that pretext. Of course, the story unfolds. It's a very intricate story, but on that pretext, she left the Rasa Lila. Anyway, the whole, then Krishna leaves, then they're all searching for Krishna, then they find Srimati Radharani, and they see the distress and the separation that Radharani is feeling from Krishna, and then they're completely amazed that, you know, we were feeling distressed, but to see the condition of Radharani, we never even imagine the depth of her love for Krishna and what she's experiencing. We can't experience it. So that was the whole purpose. They really understood the glory of Radharani. They're all new coming, but at that point they understood, when they found Radharani alone, Krishna had left her. They really understood the glory. And then after that, then Krishna came back. Then they had the Rasa Lila. And the purpose of Radharani doing that was that all these new people coming for the first time in the Rasleela, when they see me and Krishna dancing in the center, they're going to be a little bit jealous. Well, we could also be with Krishna. So that aspect, and then it would spoil the mood. If that little bit of jealousy was there, it would kind of spoil the mood of Krishna's. He's been waiting a whole year for this. Krishna book says he was anxious to perform the Rasleela. He was waiting a whole year anxiously. So when it came, then because this little bit of mood may have been there, jealousy, then that's why Radharani disappeared. And by that, then they saw her state, then that removed all that jealousy. So when they saw Radha and Krishna in the center, they thought, that's where she belongs. She is actually the most good. Then there was no jealousy. Then the whole Rasleela, it could be enjoyed fullest extent, and Krishna expanded himself, and there was no any taint of any jealousy or anything like that. So ultimately, it was just to please Krishna, Radharani left. She was just only thinking of Krishna's pleasure. And the whole Rasleela is a little bit, something may interfere with that pleasure. Therefore, Radharani left and the whole thing was created. Then she come back, then Krishna enjoyed completely full, and there was no jealousy or anything like that, any feelings like that. And Radharani was in the center. Yes? Pardon? Yeah? Yeah, it's in the channel position. Yeah. No, it's others. Because they're actually qualified to come into the Rasalila. Maybe not qualified to dance with Krishna, but because every day it goes on, the path is he's always dancing with the gopis, but only the intimate ones. Then that Rasleela is a very special time that he expands and dances with everyone. No, they're already allowed in. It's others who are trying, anybody else who tries to come in. It's like here is Khetrapal Shiv. He's a guardian of the town. So there in Vrindavan he is Gopeshwar, so he protects also.
So the Prabhupada and the Acharyas and all the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all in Manavani's population. So and sometimes there was one follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I don't remember who it was, he became very angry when somebody wanted to speak about the reality that he didn't even hear about. So are there other times when we ever see like Krishna, which is Bhagavad Gita, it's always Radha Krishna. And there are other times when it's Vrindavan again, who is coming and preaching, or even does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, does he take some time to go to Bhagavad Gita and take service?
Well, she comes as Rukmini, isn't it? Chandravali Rukmini. So there she plays a principal role in Dwarka. She's the chief queen. But he says, Satyabhama is my favorite. Rukmini is so perfect. Krishna couldn't find any fault with her whatsoever. Even he tried to tease her and everything. But Satyabhama, she chastises Krishna. She says, give me a carriage out of a tree. You gave a flower to Rukmini. I want a tree. He's like his henpeck. He says, he always calls her my favorite wife. So I guess she can easily do it. There she plays a prominent role in Dwarka. She's the chief of all things. But specifically that when Gauranga comes, because he is Radha and Krishna, then he's bringing his intimate associates. That is why he's Mahabhadamaya, because in this incarnation, he's giving the what no one else has given before. He's giving Krishna Prema that's experienced by Srimad Radha. Of course, nobody can attain that state, but the attitude he is showing is of Radharani's love for Krishna. And there's no greater attitude than that. So therefore he's Mahapanai, because nobody ever exhibited that before. It was never exhibited. Krishna in Dwapara, it's with Rukmini, whenever he comes, he's generally it's Lakshmi. Vishnu and Lakshmi come in their different avatars. So here is the greatest of all the devotees. And he's revealing that the attitude of a loving attitude toward Krishna. Therefore he's Mahapadamaya. Because also in this mood he becomes he's tasting his own his devotee's love for himself, and he's become so intoxicated that he wants to give free to everyone. He should also take this. So therefore it's incomparable, this mercy. It's the greatest thing he's given to everyone, and he's also given to the people of Kali Yuga. It's just not available before. So, you know, although Chandravali is the second most dear to Gopi to Krishna, but we see the followers of Radharani, Raghunath Das Goswami. So he was only taking that buttermilk every day, and someone brought him buttermilk in that leaf cup. And he saw it's a very big, nice, big leaf cup. He said, oh, where do you get those nice leaves from? Because usually the local trees are just small leaves, but he had a very nice big leaf cup. He said, oh, I got it from, I can't remember the name of the forest. I got it from that forest. And in a minute, he threw it. He said, this is where Chandravali stays. You've got a leaf from tree. I want nothing to do with it. So, you know, they're showing their disgust and everything. They always try, they use bad words against her and anything like that. Why? Because she's trying to take Radha away from Krishna. They only want Radha and Krishna, but she's always trying to get in there because she's qualified, she's his girlfriend, she's trying to, and all of her friends are trying to push it. So that they really chastise all these interests. That's why all the Dhanurved, that's the military science, yeah? You see the gopis, they know all that well because they're using all these techniques of politics. The six, how to create peace, how to create war, how to make friends, learn how to wait patiently so the enemy makes the next move and see what they're going to do. They know all the intricacies of war because they're always having these battles and they use all the all the policies of war. So everything they're using, you know, for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure.
I know it's Vishnu Tantra, Jiva Tantra, and Lord Shiva.
What?
I know it's Vishnu Tantra, yeah. Jiva Tantra, and Lord Shiva Tantra. What is Tantra?
Shakti Tantra. Panchatattvapukam krishnam bhakarutsurupukam bhaktaravdram bhaktakyam kamami bhakti shaktikam tadatha radhanam shakti. It's haladini shakti, it's the pleasure giving potency of Krishna. So she expands that verse in Brahma Samhita. Ananda chinmaya rashtravitavistavija iva nijarupayakadu Goloka even the Satya Kilatma Bhutto Govinda Madhi Pushandam. As she expands, she has hundreds and millions of gopi friends, and they're on expansions. They're all, she's the head or the chief of the Haladini potencies, personified as she's the eternal figure of Haladini potency. And she expands as all those hundreds and millions of gopis. So they're all Haladini potency, and they've all got different qualities and different characteristics that are going to attract Krishna. So they're all different. individual. But yeah, they're all our own expansions. And their only business is to please Krishna. That's why they're Nitya Siddha. They never fall down like the Jiva. He's in between. So he can choose spiritual life or he can choose Nitya. But they're eternally Krishna's pleasure potency. That's all they know. There's nothing else exists except giving Krishna pleasure. But the loving exchanges, and you could never imagine, could you? If we didn't get this information. And many women, you would want, you know, the ideal thing, if we think of being God even, which everybody does, you'd have your ideal one, or you may have a harem, but you would have some ideal woman, and it would all be roses, you know, everything would be sweet and pleasant. But here you find in Krishna's Leela, you know, there's arguments, there's fights, they run away, they become angry. Unlimited varieties of loving exchange are going on there. Only God can create that. You could never even imagine what goes on. You're creating your own rivals, hundreds and hundreds and millions of rivals, simply to make everything spicy. Variety is the spice of life. So then by this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, he is showing. And if we follow in the footsteps, and we can develop the attitude, the same attitude that is expressed, this is wanted. And when you develop that same attitude, Prabhupada finishes Bhagavad Gita on this point. Prabhupada's Gita actually is to take, you understand generally the author, he gives you the final conclusion at the end. So in Prabhupada's, the last line of the last purport in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada talks how we're marginal energy and we can have a chance. But he says, no, we should coming in contact with the Halavini potency and be situated in our natural constitutional position in the pleasure-giving potency. He finishes Bhagavad Gita on that point. So the idea is that we can come to that, develop the attitude. You can never become Haladini Shakti. We're eternally, we have our own, the Jeev Shakti, the Tatastha Shakti, be eternally that, but you can develop such a mood that there is no difference when you're there, you're with the eternal associates of the Lord, there, Haladini Shakti, there's no difference when you have that mood. So but still you have an opportunity to fall down where they don't. Because that's their eternal position. But once you're there, then there's practically no difference. Because you're acting in the Haladini atmosphere of just bringing Krishna pleasure. That's your whole being, your whole existence.
Why there is Jiva?
Why there is Jiva? Yeah. I had that question also. I haven't heard an answer for that. Why is it there? Why Jiva Tattva is there at all? Is there any explanation given by? I think it's described probably in the Brihat Bhagavatam reader. I haven't read it, but I've heard that when finally the living entity does get back, the emotion that is experiencing, he's been away from Krishna for such a long time, he went to, and he suddenly come back and he saw Krishna, and they embrace and then they're fainting. How must he heighten that emotional meeting again? There's another taste of Krishna. You know, he's lost his sons, his children, or his intimate devotees, and again, they've become united, and another whole flavor is there. But just like Prabhupada says, the six Goswamis, only two of them are Nitya Siddhis. And the others, Pundabhakti Vidyapurnaswami, they were Jivatattva, but then they went back. Then from that position again they come. It's not that they, in this life, they came up to the point of being the eternal associate. But they were at one time, but they went back, and then they come back to help in the person. But two are eternal associates, Rupa and Sanatan. Sanatan or Raghunath, I think. I'm not sure. Rupa or, it's Raghunath Das or Sanatan Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is. He's the main man driver. Therefore he is the leader of our sampradaya. Fortunate. You don't get better than this. Most closest to Srimati Radha, Rupa Goswami. Very intimate. You don't get better than this, and he's our leader. Yes, Matthew. Said the pastimes come automatically by chanting. What should be our endeavor? What should be our endeavor? Yeah, our endeavor is to understand the mood of the acharyas. And specifically we understand through our specific acharya, who we've taken shelter. Prabhupada is the founder of acharya. So we should try to understand, he's representing the mood of the different acharyas. So this is the important point that we have to pick up on. And that has to be cultivated. We are Rupa Nugas, and then we take taken shelter under Prabhupada's, in society of Prabhupada. So we're Prabhupada Nugas also. So he's setting the mood. We should be following all in his mood that he is establishing. How to attain that perfection? We have to be intelligent enough to find out how Prabhupada is presenting that. It's like basically that you can get Babaji's. And we're Goshtanandis, we're a preaching society, and you also get Babaji's, Bhajananandis. Which was very prominent during Lord Chaitanya's time, and after Lord Chaitanya also. And it seems very direct, it's going directly to Radha and Krishna and the eternal pastime. And then you get the Goshtanandis. Or preaching, they're going out, you know, they're dealing with the material world, they're contacting, it doesn't seem like so direct. But if we understand, this is what the Prabhupada is establishing, how we should serve Radha and Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya, to please him. The object is to please Radha and Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya is appearing, as Radha and Krishna appearing as Lord Chaitanya. So how best to please Lord Chaitanya? That we have to learn from the acharya's mood, how we can please Lord Chaitanya. And more or less we've seen that Prabhupada has emphasized just preaching his message, going around preaching the message to get anyone to chant Hare Krishna. And from our side, we have to understand what we're doing, and we have to be conscious that this is, what we're doing is actually for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya, for the pleasure of our guru, for the pleasure of the devotees, under their guidance. So if we can adopt this attitude that, you know, even though we're in the material world, we're, you know, you're in the middle of a big city, you're going out and you're preaching, but the idea is this is pleasing Lord Chaitanya. It's pleasing the previous acharyas. And if we can adopt that mood, then this is the whole perfection and the spiritual, their consciousness is how to please Radha and Krishna. So we can have it being in the, you know, in the middle of New York City or Calcutta, preaching with the attitude to please Lord Chaitanya. It's what he wants. It's what we've learned from our acharya, and we've got the ideas how to do it, or we even make our own ideas how to expand to please each other. But the thing is that you're situated perfectly if you're in that consciousness of you're doing this to please Lord Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya, because that's the consciousness of all these personalities we've been reading about. Eternal, their only business is to please Radha and Krishna, so no other thing. So we can develop that consciousness. But we have to learn how to develop through our chariot. The consciousness is fixed, then your destination is guaranteed. Whatever your consciousness is fixed, time of death, Krishna says, that state you will attain without fail. So our consciousness in this life, we want to please Lord Chaitanya, we want to please Lord Chaitanya. Where do you go to do that? You don't go any other birth in the material world, there's not. You have to go where Radha and Krishna are. Then you can, so that, like that. Okay. Srimati Radharani ki. Jai. Shri Shri Radhastami ki.
Jai.
Radha Madhavju ki.
Jai.
Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Jai.